There will be Red Wings baseball at Frontier Field this season. In recent weeks, there were some doubts about that as talks dragged on between the Wings and Monroe County over a long-term lease for the baseball stadium. But late yesterday afternoon, an agreement was announced. It will keep the Red Wings in Rochester until 2028 with an option to renew for another 10 years after that. And one of the people who was deeply involved in those negotiations is Gary Larder, board chair of Rochester Community Baseball. Gary, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.
You told me you slept a lot better last night.
I certainly did. I had an email exchange with Naomi Silver this morning, and we both commented it was the best night's sleep that we have had in some time.
Well, just reminding our listeners here, there was a March 1st deadline to reach an agreement on a lease that was imposed by the International League. They said come up with a deal or the Red Wings would have to start their season in another city. Gary, was there any point in the talks when you thought that was actually going to happen, that the Red Wings would not open at home here in Rochester?
Well, the longer the talks went on, the more that became a reality, although none of us could really believe that we would allow that to happen. Baseball is such a fixture in Rochester. It's part of our culture, and we knew that somehow we were all going to make it happen no matter what. If we had to work all night, we were going to make that happen, and we did. So we all feel very, very good about that. This is just so important to have baseball in Rochester.
A tentative lease deal had been announced back in August, but then a month or so ago, we learned that the Red Wings and Monroe County were actually back at the bargaining table. What were the sticking points? What was holding this up?
Well, we all agreed on the framework, but getting into the nitty-gritties is always the tough part of any deal. And on top of that, the more that we talked about this, the more we saw that we had to focus on some of the long-term items. Remember, our stadium opened in 1996. So we're going into our 22nd year and we're signing a lease that will be another 10 or 20 years. And when you think of an outdoor facility in New York State, you know that it just deteriorates if you don't really, really keep things up to date. And so the county and the Red Wings both had to talk about a lot of issues. But how do we make sure that this stadium will still meet the needs down the road for 10 or 20 years? Recognizing not only does any outdoor facility need maintenance, but we also know that the expectations of a stadium have changed over time. They've changed for the fans who expect to have spacious concession areas and lots of choices. They want to have nice, up-to-date suites. Players expect that their locker rooms are going to be very spacious and carpeted. They expect that the playing field will be up to a high standard, which would have been unexpected years ago. But now it's expected the field will be very comfortable for them to play on, which means you have to replace the field about every 10 years. So a lot of expenses are involved, and we try to look at that long-term view.
Other than the typical maintenance things that the county said would be covered under this lease in exchange for $100,000 a year rent, if you will, from the Red Wings to the county, other than those maintenance items that you mentioned, anything about the fan experience that would change with modernization, any kind of new amenity that would be new and interesting to the fans?
Well, one amenity that we're having to address is netting. Players now are stronger. They tend to be more power-oriented, so the balls zip into the stands more quickly than they used to. In addition to that, I have to admit that we fans tend to be looking down at our cell phones, and so there's been a real concern about fans being hurt. So we're having to address that by figuring out just how much of the stand should be protected by netting. And that costs money, of course. So it's another one of those things that we have to address with changing times.
Well, I read in the Democrat and Chronicle speculation that there could be a 360-degree walk-around experience. Right now, you can't walk behind the outfield area. Is that true? Is that something that could be on the drawing board?
Well, that's certainly something that we're looking into. It's probably not the number one priority that we have, but we always want to try to make sure that we have the stadium up to date. And some of the stadiums across the country have found that fans really appreciate being able to walk all the way around the stadium. So we are looking into that as one possibility to make it more fan friendly.
Well, Gary, is ticket prices, are they changing at all under or as a result of this new agreement?
No, we have already committed that our ticket prices for 2018 will be unchanged. And in fact, I think the last time that we took up season ticket prices was after the 2013 season. So we've done a good job in holding the line on ticket prices. And quite frankly, our corporate objective is to provide wholesome, reasonably priced family entertainment. So we take that very seriously, and we try to hold down our ticket prices. It's tough to do that, particularly when you think of changing laws about minimum wage, that type of thing. It's a challenge for us, but we do try to keep our ticket prices down.
Yeah, I think the Red Wings are really known locally for being a good deal. A family can go, let's say a family of four went to a game, and they would have to pay, what, $40 for tickets maybe?
Yes, they certainly could do that. Actually, one of the things that I always share with our shareholders when we have our annual shareholder meeting is the cost of going to a Red Wing baseball game for a family of four, and I compare that to what it costs to go to a similar outing in all of the other AAA cities. And I always am satisfied that our price is lower than the norm, and that's exactly where I want it to be. I always want us to be on the lower end of that, because we really take very seriously, and our board of directors takes very seriously, the fact that we want to provide wholesome, reasonably priced entertainment.
Well, opening day at Frontier Field, now less than 2 months away. Gary Larder, I know you're counting the days.
April 6th, we're planning on it.
Gary Larder is board chairman of Rochester Community Baseball. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.